Braving freezing rain, thousands of protesters marched through the streets of Kiev, angry at the Ukrainian government's decision to cancel a long-planned association agreement with the European Union. Instead, the government wants to strengthen ties with neighboring Russia. The protesters gathered at the capital's famed Independence Square, the same site where Ukraine's pro-Western Orange Revolution began nearly 9 years ago. Similar rallies have been held in other cities across Ukraine. If it's up to boxer-turned-opposition leader Vitaly Klitschko, much bigger demonstrations will be organized this weekend. He says our main task is to get united because we are united by the desire to live in a better country. What do we have to do? Every one of us has to bring 20, 40 or 100 people here, and then, if there are a lot of us, we can go and demand. He and jailed former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko have urged Ukrainians to fill the streets until November 24th, the 9th anniversary of the Orange Revolution. The opposition says Ukraine should look westwards, more than 20 years after it declared independence from the Soviet Union. But the government claims it should take into account the effects of trade with Russia, which opposes the agreement. The opposition demonstrations come at a time when Ukraine remembers that 80 years ago, millions died in a famine that many label a genocide by the regime of Soviet leader Josef Stalin. Between 1932 and 1933, Soviet authorities seized Ukrainian farms and crops as part of Stalin's policy of forced collectivization. Those caught having food or stealing even a tiny bit of grain were harshly punished or executed. Some people ate wood or even turned to cannibalism. Historians say as many as 10 million people died in the man-made famine known as the Holodomor in Ukraine. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.